And here is the Writer's Almanac for Monday. It's the 15th of February, 2016. It's the birthday of Galileo Galilei, born in Pisa, Italy, 1564, who defended the belief that the Earth was not the center of the universe and was tried by the Inquisition for heresy. Galileo Galilei, who said, "In questions of science, the authority of a thousand is not worth the humble reasoning of a single individual." It's the birthday of the songwriter Harold Arlen, born Hyman Arluck in Buffalo, New York, 1905, wrote over 400 songs, wrote "It's Only a Paper Moon," "Stormy Weather," "I've Got the World on a String." He wrote "Over the Rainbow." It was the last song he wrote for the movie The Wizard of Oz, and it came to him as he was driving down Sunset Boulevard in his convertible on a rainy day. It's the birthday of Susan B. Anthony, Adams, Massachusetts, 1820, one of the leaders of the women's suffrage movement. It's the birthday of the cartoonist Art Spiegelman, born Stockholm, Sweden, 1948, to parents who were Holocaust survivors. He set out to write cartoons about the Holocaust, cat and mouse cartoons with the Jews depicted as mice and the Nazis as cats, the Poles as pigs. He started out making a three-page comic called Mauschwitz and then turned it into a book, Mouse, which was a big hit in 1986, came out with Mouse 2 5 years later. It's the birthday of the cartoonist Matt Groening, best known for creating The Simpsons, the cartoon family from Springfield. Groening, born in Portland, Oregon, 1954. He was the middle of five children. His father, a filmmaker and cartoonist named Homer. Groening was working at a pizza shop in Los Angeles in the early 70s. He started drawing a comic called Life in Hell about a pathetic, oppressed rabbit named Binky. He was writing a music column for the Los Angeles Reader, hated doing that. He was annoyed by pop stars, but his editor loved the cartoon strip and let him do that instead of the column. A TV producer wanted him to turn the strip into a television bit, but Groening could not imagine making a cartoon with a rabbit, and so he invented a family: Homer, Marge, Maggie, Lisa, Patty, and Bart, except for Bart. He named the characters after people in his own family. It debuted 1987 as part of the Tracy Ullman Show, became a big hit, spun off in 1989, still going, the longest-running animated show in the history of television. Here's a poem for today by Jane Hirschfield entitled Hope and Love. All winter the blue heron slept among the horses. I do not know the custom of herons, do not know if the solitary habit is their way, or if he listened for some missing one, not knowing even that was what he did in the blowing sounds in the dark. I know that hope is the hardest love we carry. He slept with his long neck folded like a letter put away. Hope and Love, poem by Jane Hirschfield from The Lives of the Heart, published by Harper Perennial, used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by Progressive Insurance, with insurance for cars, home, boat, motorcycles, RVs, and commercial vehicles at 1-800-PROGRESSIVE and Progressive.com. And by LegalZoom, supporting small businesses with formations, corporate filings, and independent contract and tax advice. Legal help is at LegalZoom.com. Produced by Joy Biles, assisted by Kathy Roach. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.